Good morning. This feels quite different being up here. I think I like the floor a little bit better. I want to start off this morning by just saying a huge thank you to our pastors. I had a little bit of an understanding how much work this took from seeing what my dad normally does on a Sunday. And I know now that's a lot more than what I see. It took a little while to get something together, and even last night I wasn't sure if I was going to be up here more than 5 minutes, but another thank you to the people who were sending me texts that they were praying for me. Last night I got a lot of them, and that's when things really started clicking and I started getting somewhere. So this morning I'm going to be talking about the importance of a church body. That's what I've titled this. There's a lot of different things that can go into this, and some of my thoughts are kind of random, but we'll see if they make sense. So growing up in a Christian home and going to a good church are some of the best things that have ever happened to me. However, that has sometimes led me to do things and believe things just because that is the way I was raised, rather than actually knowing why I do things and why I stand for the things that I do. This morning, I'm going to talk about one of these things, which is attending church. While this might sound very simple, it is a very large problem in our world today. Only approximately 30% of American Christians attend church services today. Only 20% of that 30% attend weekly services. So why should we gather for church? The majority of American Christians don't, so why not follow them? Wouldn't it be more fun to go and do all the things that we don't have time for during the week? For me, it would be going out for a nice morning ride on my bike, taking a day trip to Charleston, going out hunting and fishing, or maybe even just having a nice long time to get out of bed in the morning. All of that sounds like a lot of fun to me. Think of your favorite hobbies and the things you like to do. If there's all that other stuff to do, why did you and I end up here this morning? I have a few reasons I'd like to talk about this morning. My first reason is encouragement. I'm going to read Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. If you'll bear with me here, my Bible is a study Bible. It's the only one I have that's ESV, and the print is the size of ants. Okay. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. In these verses, the writer says to think about how we can stir up one another to love and good works, to encourage each other, not to consider how we can stir up hatred in each other and tear each other down. Unfortunately, in today's world, I tend to see more of the hatred and tearing people down. When we choose to come to church, we choose to make the time to meet with other believers where we can more easily receive encouragement as well as to give encouragement. A lot of times, when you decide to encourage someone, you feel encouraged. It's kind of like a two-for-one deal. And I don't know about y'all, but I really enjoy a good deal. So the second reason that I have here is the accountability and sharing our burdens that we can have with each other. I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. When we are left alone, there can be a tendency to drift away from God and what he wants for us. Having people around to help push us in the right direction can keep us on track. When I share my struggles and what I'm going through, I want it to be with people that I have a good relationship with. Without putting in time, I'm not going to get either the relationship or the trust I want, with those if I'm not investing time in my church and the people I want to be connected with. However, when that time and trust, or when that time is invested, then the people that you have invested that time with can be pushing you in the direction that you want to be going and can be helping you fight off the devil and his many ways of trying to make us fall. Sometimes the devil is going to get us. We're all human and we all make mistakes. It's the way we respond to the defeat that can help us learn and show us how not to make the mistakes over again. I have found that when I share things that I go through with others, they often have different views or ideas that can really encourage me and help me gain control on whatever it is I'm struggling with. My next reason is group ministries. Matthew 28:18-20 reads, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Jesus himself tells us in the Great Commission to go out and tell the good news to others. This is something we could do by ourselves, but with a group of believers, it is easier and more effective. Growing up with some of my favorite memories were having the work days with our church helping out people in the community. Looking back, I probably wasn't as big of a help as I thought I was, but those days helped people in need, showing them the love of Jesus. It also helped shape me and the other young kids that were there. Seeing our parents jump in and help wherever we knew, whether we knew the people or not, helped me understand the love of Jesus and the way that we should love others. Something more recent would be the thrift store. Our church spent countless days working on that project, even when it felt like maybe it was a lost cause. Now that it's open, I hear people all the time saying how it brings them peace to come inside. There have been countless stories of how the store has impacted people for the better, and it's only been open for a few years. If it wasn't for our church coming together and working together, that store would have never happened. Having the support of a church behind you when you are doing a mission somewhere is an amazing feeling. When we went to Miro, we had money given towards the trip costs, which made things easier for us. We also had people praying for us constantly, which were definitely at times needed in that trip. Another reason is the power of being together to pray and to worship. I'm going to read Matthew 18:19-20 now. "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." Jesus wants us to pray with and for each other. He wants us to come together and to worship him. In order to do this, we have to learn to set aside our differences. We can't worship together very well if we are separated. But when we come together in unity, the things that God can do are truly amazing. I still remember one Wednesday evening pretty clearly. It was prayer meeting night, and we had our little kids' classes. And I don't remember exactly who was teaching, but whoever it was decided that we were going to have time and do exactly what the adults were going to do. And it sounded very exciting until we realized that it was just sitting around and taking prayer requests and then praying about them. So this didn't sound very exciting once I found out what it was, but that night was one of the most exciting nights that I had ever had. That's the night that I first remember feeling the Holy Spirit in the room with us. And it was just a few of us kids there, but it was just something about us being together and praying together that felt extremely special. To this day, some of my favorite services are Wednesday night prayer meetings, and the Sunday nights where we get together and just sing the whole time. I really enjoy those. And quite often I feel the Holy Spirit here. So when we do that, not only do we bring honor and glory to God, but we can leave feeling refreshed and feeling that, and it's a feeling that I like quite a lot. So the next reason I have here is helping in a time of need. In Galatians 6:2, it says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Jesus Christ." As I was thinking about what I was going to share today, this verse came through on a group text I'm on. It fits so perfectly, it would have felt wrong not to use it. Jesus wants us to help each other out when we can. I've already talked about this for our spiritual needs, but this can be for our physical needs as well. This is something I have witnessed and experienced growing up. When someone called for help, we picked up and went to them if we could. Normally, something that would take a day at least would get finished in a few hours. When someone is sick, there are meals that show up to help that family out. Could you imagine going through something like that without people to call on for help? When I start thinking about that and seeing the stress it causes people who don't have that is when I become even more thankful to the church that God put me in. My last reason is connection with others. In Genesis, God said, "It is not good for any man to be alone." That's when he created Eve. Being an introvert, sometimes I have a hard time believing this, but when I think about always being alone, I think I would probably go crazy. I don't love being around people 24/7, but people are also the ones who help me grow. If I didn't have people around me that I can love, I wouldn't even begin to understand the kind of love and mercy that Jesus shows me. Now that I've said all this, I'm not saying it's not okay to miss a Sunday service. It can be refreshing to get out in nature, worshiping God by recognizing that He is the Creator. He is always with us, so we can worship wherever we are. The point I'm trying to make is that there is a lot to gain and to share when we are in a group with other believers, with the focus being to praise our Lord and our Savior. Someone who stays home and watches or listens to a preacher online is headed in the right direction, but is missing out on so much. They are only receiving a fraction of the benefits of being a believer. They are learning the Word of God, but they are only receiving the benefits of the knowledge of the pastor. When they get sick, is that preacher going to come visit? Can they go to that preacher for advice? When they have a loss and are hurting, can that preacher comfort them? That preacher cannot see, hear, or most importantly, love that person on the other side of the screen. For those of you who are married, imagine if your spouse was just on a screen. For others, just imagine your best friend being on a screen. That would be a pretty terrible relationship to be in, wouldn't it? You can't even have a conversation with them. God wants us to be together and to form good relationships with each other. We can't make it on our own, but with help from fellow believers and help from God, we can be victorious. That's all I have for this morning. And since we have a bit of time left, what I want to do is separate into some smaller groups this morning and pray for each other and pray for our church and the church around America. I think it's a way that we can strengthen each other. And in James 5:16, it says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." So if we can gather together this morning and do that. And then Brian, if you can lead with a song once everyone's wrapping up, and then we'll be dismissed after that.